This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Fellow brother and sister in Islam, Islam is for everybody. Islam is not a religion belong to any particular race or nation. Most of the verses in the Quran that was revealed in Mecca always begin with Ya Ayuhannas to remind us that this religion is for all mankind and Allah call upon every one of us, not only the Arab or Muslim, but to all mankind. Now, to understand the spirit of this teaching of Islam, that Islam is for all mankind, we must refer to Surah Al-Hujr, where Allah confirmed, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallah, innallaha alimun khabir. Allah said in the Quran, O mankind, indeed, we, Allah, as a creator, created all of you from one male and one female. That is from Adam and Eve, the father of all mankind. Now, when you talk about lita'arafu, to get to know each other, I like the Prophet in his time. He is an Arab. He stay among the pagans. He know what they are doing, what kind of God they are worshipping. He speak their language. Alhamdulillah, when he start his mission, it is not that difficult because he know how to relate the religion with their life, with their culture. Because if we don't understand Islam properly, it's very difficult for us to do da'wah to other people. Because when you call people to Islam, you must know, what are you calling? What kind of Islam? Islam according to your own understanding, the Indian way of understanding Islam, the Chinese way of understanding Islam, the Arab ways of standards. No, you should call people to the Islam that Allah wants you to call to. Allah said, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika. Call people to the way of Allah. Ila sabili rabbika. To the way of your Lord. Not to your way, not to my way. This is very important. A lot of people who try to get involved in da'wah, but they are not sure by themselves what is the message that they want to deliver to other people. So sometimes you can see people calling people to Islam, but in the same they want people to follow their tradition. No. We must call people purely to the way of Allah, not to our way. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika. Remember, Allah said, call people to the way of your Lord, not your way or not my way. And the way of Allah is what is written in the Quran and what is being taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now, it's not easy for you to make da'wah if you don't accept that every one of us is like a family. We are all children of Adam. Now, if you start to judge people, or you are a kafir, you are a disbeliever, you are kuffar, then it's very difficult for you to call them to Islam because you have passed judgment on them. That's why in the early period of Islam, the Prophet hardly called Ya kafir, ya munafi, even the verses is there later on. But in the beginning, the Prophet was saying, Ya qawmi, ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, O my people. He wants them to feel that, they are all part of Islam. He wants them to know that we are no stranger to all of you. We are like a big family. Only Allah give guidance to us, and Allah do not give guidance to you yet. So you do not know the truth. So now we know the truth, it's our duty to share it with you. You must have the sharing and caring and loving spirit. Then only you can start to do your da'wah. You know that the Prophet ﷺ, one day when he was calling people to Islam, people still go against him because people don't understand, people do not want to change. People are so involved in their culture, in their tradition. We know tradition die hard sometimes, even among the Muslims today. I'm sure even in this country, you know, a lot of Muslims still hold on to their own culture and tradition. Even it's contradict with the teaching of Islam. Why? Because they are so used to it. But as a Muslim, even you're so used to it, you've got to sacrifice it for the sake of Allah. Because you must show to Allah you love Him more. And when you can do that, you will free yourself from all this culture and tradition. Then inshallah, you can start your mission. Because you start to have good feeling to other people. Like how the Prophet always called people to Islam. And when the angel came to him and he went to Ta'if to call people to Islam, they threw stone at the Prophet. And the Prophet, Allah summoned the angel of the mountain that is surrounded the town of Ta'if to see the Prophet and seek permission from the Prophet whether the Prophet won. The whole people of Ta'if being destroyed, will be destroyed by Allah. But the Prophet said, Inni lam ub'as la'anan, walakinni bu'istu da'iyan wa rahman. Allahumma di qawmin fa innahum la ya'lamun. The angel came to the Prophet and asked his permission to destroy the people of Ta'if because they have tortured, they have thrown stone at the Prophet. But the Prophet said, I am not sent by Allah to bring destruction on this earth. But I am sent by Allah as a savior, a caller, and to bring love and mercy to everyone. Now these people of Ta'if who go against me, the Prophet is not said very angry, of course he feel hurt. But he has no bad feeling towards them. He pitied them, he loved them. He said, oh Allah, if these people who throw stone at me today, it's because they do not know who am I. Make them Muslim, give them guidance. If they can't be a Muslim, give guidance to their children, to their offspring, or to their grandchildren. You see, the Prophet ﷺ have a vision. He had the vision that Islam is not just today, it's also for the future. Now the Prophet is the best example. To do da'wah, you must have the feeling first, the love towards fellow mankind. Don't care what color he is, don't care what from what group of people, society he is. As long as he is human, he is one of our fellow brother, children of Adam. We are like a big family. If he is bad, it's our duty to help him to be good. If he is ignorant, we got to educate him. That's how da'wah come in. And the best da'wah is to do da'wah bilhal, through action, not just by word. Show people that you are a caring and loving person. Show them that you love them. When they need your help, you are there for them. When they seek advice, you are always there to help them to give them some advice, some guidance. You must show them that you care. If he is hungry, feed him first. If he is sick, try to give him some medication. Show him that you are here to help him to overcome his problem. Then tell him that I do not just care for you for this world, but I also care for you about your next world, your life after death. Now it's important, you must have that kind of feeling first. But if you just ignore them when they need your help, and then you start to say, hey, you come to Islam, Islam is a good religion, people is not going to respond to this call. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخِيرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوِ يَنْحَوْنَ الْمُنْكَرُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. If you want to be a successful group of people, there must be among you, all Muslim brothers and sisters, a group, a unit, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ, among you. What do you understand by this word, among you? Meaning, there must be a people among the normal, the public, I mean Muslim, who will call the public to Islam. There must be among the teachers, Muslim teacher, you got Muslim who are teachers, and you got teachers who are not yet Muslim. you must have a group of teachers who are Muslim who will do da'wah to the group of teachers who are not yet Muslim. You must have a group of Muslim doctors who do da'wah to a doctor who are not yet Muslim. You must have a group of Muslim politicians or leader who call the other group who are not Muslim politicians to Islam. That means the call of Islam must cover from all angles. Then inshallah, the call of Islam will be considered as a complete call. A call from all angles, for everybody. Not only for the poor, for the layman, but also for everybody. In the time of the Prophet, when the Prophet is a leader, he called upon the other leader to Islam. The businessman will call other businessmen to Islam through their business ethic to show them how do the Muslim do business. They are very honest, they are very sincere. All is making da'wah bilhal. Now we know that by nature, all of us was born fitrah. Whether you are Buddhist, or Indian, or Christian, everybody is born as a Muslim. Kullu maulud yula ala fitrah, clean and pure. Is the environment and our parents who have molded us to become who they like us to be. But when we come to a time, we have the freedom now to act, to choose what is good, what is not good for us. Now this is the important time where all Muslims should gear themselves to try to reach out to all these people. The Chinese, I give an example. They are very simple people. A lot of Chinese before Taoism, and then part of Taoism, they mix up with Buddhism, and some of them become Christians, but they are not really people who understand the deen. They just follow the tradition and the flow. Now, if we know how to tell them what is Islam, show them the beauty of Islam, show them that Islam is for them, and it's a simple religion, it's not a complicated religion. Is a straightforward religion, Siratul Mustaqim. I believe that easily they will accept. Whether they become a Muslim or not, that is not our duty. Allah is give hidayah to whom He likes. But our duty is to convey the message. But you cannot convey the message if you don't care for them, if you don't love them, if you don't worry about their future. No? This is very important, because all the time the Muslim feel that Islam belongs to me, it's mine. I don't have to share with other people. That's where you are wrong. Islam does not belong to you, it belongs to Allah, and you are just a trustee. You are the khaira ummah, the best ummah. Why? Allah said, Kuntum khaira ummah ukhrijat linnas. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You are the best ummah among all the mankind because you have a responsibility. This is the only ummah among all the ummah that Allah gives us the responsibility, like a prophet. We are not prophet. Like to carry out the mission of the Prophet, to convey the message of Islam. So if you are a Muslim, if you don't reach out to other people, you know Islam is right and they are doing the wrong thing, and you do not try your best to correct them, to alert them, now you will be responsible in the sight of Allah. Because Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ أَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُوا رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And Allah have made us this ummah, the best ummah, as the ummah wasat. You are the witness for all the people that survive around you. If they don't come to Islam because of your doing, because you do not convey the message to them, you are going to be responsible in the sight of Allah in Yawm al-Qiyamah, fellow brother and sister. And da'wah is not only an obligation for men, no. Because Allah said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believers male and believers woman, they are like companion. They help each other in calling people to Islam, in prayer, in fasting, in zakat. They work together hand by hand. The woman will call other women who are not yet Muslim to Islam. If you are an engineer, you call your engineer friend to be a Muslim. It's easy because you are all in the same level. But of course, to do da'wah, it's better you understand their culture, their lifestyle. Like in my country, I'm a Chinese, so it's easy for me to talk to my Chinese people because I understand that and they understand me. and I know how to relate with them about their culture. I know how to tell them where they went wrong because I know about their deen. I know about their life and their belief. But majority of the Muslims do not know. They don't care to know because they don't feel that they got to do da'wah to them. They think it's okay, I'm a Muslim now, I pray 5 times a day. Okay, khalas. No, I'm the best now, I go to paradise. It's not just like that, fellow brother and sister in Islam. You must remember that a lot of people die without knowing what is Islam. I share with you because my father died without knowing what is Islam. I came to Islam only when I was 1968. Yeah. But before that, hardly people talk about Islam. I know, I didn't come to Islam because the Muslim come and talk to me about Islam. I have a lot of Muslim friends, but none of them share with me about their faith. They don't care. No, none of them tell me about Islam. Because this is what happened among the Ummah, this Ummah. They have failed Allah. They have failed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the truth have come to them and they keep it with them. They do not share it with others. So it's high time for us to remember. If you want to be the best Ummah, then Allah have given us, kuntum khaira Ummah, you must carry out your responsibility to be a da'i. Anybody can be a da'i. If you are not good in talking to the public, you are not a speaker or motivator, it's okay. But you are a good teacher, you show your commitment, you teach your student who are not yet Muslim also, show them that you care for them, you really want them to learn, and at the same time, through your teaching, you show them the Islamic character. When the time of prayer, you pray, you excuse yourself. Sooner or later, they will love you. They know that you are a good teacher. Whatever you say means a lot to them. If you are a businessman, then you should show your character as a businessman. You should show them that you are a man of your word, you are very honest in doing business with them, you do not cheat and lie to them. And you show that you are a man of your word when you say that we are going to give you this service. You give them the best service. Now they will trust you. Anything to do with that business, they are going to deal with you because they know that they can trust you. This is called da'wah bilhal. Not only by word, through your action. But Islam, when you do business, they want you to do it not only today. They want the business to carry on forever until you die. And it's important to be honest. That's why the Prophet ﷺ have four very important characters for us to follow. Number one is Siddiq. Siddiq means he's a man of his word. He never lie, he never cheat. What is black is black, what is white is white. If this is old stock, he'll say this is old stock. If there's new stock, he'll say this is new stock. He never lie. Because the Muslims are not supposed to lie. Number two, Amana. He's a man that you can trust. You can trust him with anything. If he do business with you, you don't have to worry. You can sleep in peace. Because he will never betray you. And people know that Muhammad bin Abdullah, even they do not accept him as a prophet, they know that he is a man of his word and he is a trustworthy man. That's why he's been called as Amin. From very young age, he has been known as Amin. And the Prophet also have the character of tabliq, means sharing. He don't keep it to himself. Anything good, he like to share with other people. He is not like us. We are very selfish. We are selfish with our deen. We don't call people to Islam. We want to go to paradise by ourselves. It's very wrong. If you know that if you become a believer, you die a Muslim, you go to paradise, then you should invite more people to go to paradise. It's important. You want everybody to go to paradise with you. In the same time, the Prophet have fatana. Fatana means wisdom. Wisdom means he know. He know how to talk to people, when to talk to people. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, لِكُلِّ مَقَام مَقَام لِكُلِّ مَقَال مَقَام. What is wisdom? He said, wisdom is every word there is a place, and every place there is a word to apply. You cannot just use any word in any place. You cannot, because any place, there's a particular place, there's a particular word to use, to be used, to be applied. This is very important. You must use your wisdom. When you want to talk to the Buddhist, you must know how to talk to the Buddhist. Even if you talk to a free thinker, you must know how to talk to the free thinker. Even if you talk to the Christian, you must know how to talk to the Christian. You must honor them first, respect them. Because that's what they know. You don't condemn them. You don't attack them. Because Islam do not allow you to attack. Only Islam said, call them. The way of Allah, udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wa maw'izatil hasana wa jadilhum billatihi ahsan. Call people to the way of Allah, yeah, bil hikmah, with all the wisdom. What is wisdom? It's up to us to understand what is wisdom. The Prophet emphasized wisdom. The companion know what is wisdom. Now when you talk to people, you don't start to condemn them, you're wrong. No, call them. Come, let us worship the God who has created all of us. Come, let us be together like a big family. We are no stranger. Don't keep on judging them. You are kafir, you are infidel. Don't do that to them. It is very important. And wa maw'izatil hasana. Show them the best word that you can use. That's why the Muslim, when they want to talk to people, they always think. They always make sure that the word they use is the best word. Yeah? That's why the Prophet ﷺ emphasized again, فَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُنْ. Whoever believes in Allah and the hereafter, if he want to say anything, make sure the word that he want to say out is something good. If not, it's better for him to keep him silent. Because you must remember, Al-Kalam is a kharaja min al-jinan daqla jinan. Wa is a kharaja min al-lisan daqla azan. Any word that you say that come from your heart, inshallah, it penetrate to the heart of the listeners. But if your word is just from your tongue, from your lip, it will enter the ear and it will come out from the other ear. So we want to call people to Islam, not because of any other thing, but for the sake of Allah, is something from our heart. We do it for the sake of Allah, because we love them, we care for them. Show them the good values that Islam have taught us. Show them that when we do everything, we want to do it together like a family. You see, the Muslim community, when they pray jama'ah. When they eat together in a big plate sometimes. Show them, you see, that we are like a one unit. We don't care what color you become, whether you are black or white, whether you are poor or rich. We can sit together. We can eat in the same plate. We can stand side to side when we pray. This is all the beauty of Islam. By doing that, people will love Islam. And when people love Islam, it's easy for them to come to Islam. This is what we need to do now. To be a good believer, what you have to do, fellow brother and sister, make sure that we have the loving, sharing, and caring feeling. And Allah bless all of us, inshallah. If we spread the word of Allah, Allah is going to give us a lot of reward. May Allah bless us, and may Allah guide all of us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.